Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Tuesday morning. Health unit discriminated against religious nurse, ruling states a provincial arbitrator has decided that Public Health Sudbury and districts discriminated against an employee when she was fired in 2021 for refusing COVID-19 vaccination. At the center of the arbitration is whether the griever, a public health nurse, was discriminated against on the basis creed, when her request for a human rights exemption from PHSD's COVID-19 vaccination policy was denied. Arbitrator Robert Herman states that the nurse was, in fact, discriminated against. The griever, whose name has not been released, worked in health promotion for PHSD and was involved in communicating with the public about COVID-19 and COVID-19 vaccinations. She began as a contract employee with PHSD in October of 2020 and became a full-time employee as of September 2021. After the vaccination policy began at PHSD, the griever filed for exemption on the basis of creed, which was denied. When she was not vaccinated by the deadline given, the griever was placed on unpaid leave of absence and subsequently terminated for failure to get vaccinated, as required by the vaccine mandate. Of the 556 employees of PHSD, only 3 refused vaccination, including the griever. Read the full story here. Masking rules remain in place at Greater Sudbury Airport, although most remaining mandatory mask rules in Ontario expired Saturday. Those required at the Greater Sudbury Airport terminal remain in place. In a media release issued by the airport, largely echoing another one released in March, it's noted that the airport is governed by federal regulations that maintain COVID-related mandates. The one change to airport regulations is that friends and family of passengers were welcome to enter the terminal as of last month. Prior to that, only ticketed passengers and airport personnel were permitted in the airport terminal. The Greater Sudbury Airport was awarded the Safe Travel Stamp by the Worldwide Travel and Tourism Organization during the pandemic for meeting and exceeding international health standards. Nylon casting names added to Workers' Memorial Wall. 10 more names have been added to the memorial wall at Leo Girard Memorial Park. The Val Caron Park is a place where those who have died due to their employment are commemorated. The 10 workers recently added to the memorial wall are those who were employed by the Sudbury firm at one time known as Nylon Casting, all of whom have been recognized by the Workplace Safety and Insurance Board, WSIB, as having died from occupational disease. The car parts manufacturing company opened in 1975 as Nylon Casting, and later changed ownership to become Dana Brake Parts and finally Affinia Canada Corp., finally closing in 2007. Steelworkers Local 2020, which represents the affected workers, has been helping them file for compensation with the WSIB. An investigation is underway by the Occupational Health Clinics for Ontario Workers, OHCOW. Since 2020, 200 diagnoses have been claimed, and to date, 10 claims by the estates of deceased workers have been recognized by the WSIB. Diagnoses included asbestosis, silicosis, COPD, mesothelioma, laryngeal cancer, lung cancer and prostate cancer, with a few of the workers having multiple diagnoses. Read the full story here. Vale launching $100 million venture capital fund. Nickel miner Vale is launching a new venture capital fund to support startups working on solutions to some of mining's top problems. Announced on June 8, Vale Ventures is a $100 million fund that will be used to invest in companies whose work is focused on 4 themes: the reduction of carbon emissions, the reduction of waste and environmental impact, speeding up the supply of critical minerals, and the development of disruptive technologies that will change how mines operate. We will collaborate with forward-thinking startups bringing big ideas and bold thinking to these monumental challenges, said Viktor Moshkovich, head of Vale Ventures, in a June 8 news release. By creating a portfolio of disruptive solutions, we can generate financial and strategic return, and bring new business opportunities, insights, and knowledge to our company, customers and society. Read the full story here. Major mining conference returns for first time in 2 years. Hundreds of mining exploration representatives from Sudbury and across Northern Ontario are taking part in the annual convention of the Prospectors and Developers Association of Canada, PDAC. They're joined by thousands of representatives of mining supply businesses, mining technology firms, mine safety companies, mining education and employment firms, and actual mining production companies from around the world. They're taking part in the annual event to share information on new mining properties, to share knowledge on new mining techniques, and to consider which mining prospects are worthy of investment. In the past, the Toronto-based convention has attracted more than 22,000 delegates and participants from around the world. This is the first live convention since the onset of COVID-19, which was declared, incidentally, just days after the last convention was held in Toronto in March of 2020. Read the full story here. Azilda community keeps the pressure on for sidewalks, with Azilda community members keeping the pressure on for new sidewalks along the eastern leg of Notre Dame Street. The city is poised to look at alternatives. Ward 4 Coun. Jeff McCausland plans on asking for city administration to look into it in a motion to be presented at the June 20 Operations Committee meeting. This is good news, community advocate Raina Belanger said. We worked really hard for that, she said, adding that during an April 29 community meeting, McCausland was presented with a 1,400-name petition requesting a sidewalk expansion. I wanted to go house to house to find out what the people really wanted, and 99.9% were all for sidewalks, no paved shoulders, she said. With paved shoulders, there's only a white line separating you from the car. At issue is a long-standing concern among area residents regarding safety along a busy stretch of Notre Dame Street's eastern leg in Azilda, which leads up to the Tim Hortons. Read the full story on the Sudbury.com homepage. Sunny day, cloudy evening for Tuesday. Expect a high of 25 today under sunny skies. The humidex today will make it feel more like 28. The UV index today is 9, or very high. Tonight, the temperature will drop to 16 and clouds will roll in. There is a 40% chance of showers.